Hello, Indiana 4-H families, and welcome to Barn Chatter. Barn Chatter is a podcast series focused on the 4-H animal science projects. My name is Aaron Fisher, and I am a 4-H extension specialist with Purdue University. Today, Barn Chatter will focus on an aspect of the 4-H animal shows at the Indiana State Fair. The Indiana State Fair is the culmination of the 4-H livestock experience, where a 4-H member showcases what they have learned with their animal over the course of the summer. In today's episode, we are joined by Spencer Morris from the Indiana State Fair. Spencer is the livestock manager for the State Fair and is here to discuss the Indiana Bred and Owned program. So without further ado, it's on to the chatter. Hi, Spencer. Welcome to Barn Chatter. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm Spencer Morris, and I'm the livestock manager for the Indiana State Fair. I grew up showing 4-H livestock in Indiana and at the State Fair. I've worked in ag policy and marketing before my time at the Indiana State Fair, and now I manage all 13 departments at the Indiana State Fairgrounds.
What is the purpose of the Indiana Bred and Owned program?
The purpose of the Bred and Owned program is to encourage 4-H exhibitor and families to purchase purebred seed stock from Indiana breeders so that they not only help stimulate the Indiana purebred seed stock economy, but on top of that, they build relationships with existing producers in the state of Indiana and then bring those to the Indiana State Fair, thereby essentially helping to grow the Indiana purebred seed stock industry.
It is my understanding that this is a new name for this program. What was the original name, and explain why you changed the name?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So previously, the Hoosier Heritage Program existed, and the initial trouble with that, although it seems very small, actually creates a lot more problems, was, you know, it was essentially a bred and owned program. However, the name Hoosier Heritage doesn't lend you to naturally understanding that it is a bred and owned program. So it was challenging to market and to explain to exhibitors and their families, because the name didn't naturally explain itself. So now we simply do have a bred and owned program, which we've had previously, but now that we have it, we don't have to explain what it is after we've told you the name of it.
Well, thank you for that explanation. Who can enroll animals in this program?
Well, currently, 4-H livestock exhibitors in Indiana can enter so long as they're showing beef, dairy, swine, sheep, dairy goats, and meat goat does.
What does it cost to enroll an animal in the program?
The Indiana Bred and Owned entry fee is $25 through the Exhibitor Corner entry system.
What animals are eligible for the Indiana Bred and Owned program?
So the beef species is eligible for the Bred and Owned program, both steers and heifers. Dairy is eligible. Swine, both barrows and gilts. Sheep, both market lambs and breeding ewes, in addition to dairy goats and meat goat does. We do exclude meat goat wethers because there isn't a location verification with a breeder's address on any type of verification for meat goat wethers. So unfortunately, they're currently excluded.
What kind of benefits or extra premiums would a 4-H member get from enrolling an animal in this program?
There will be additional banner rewards in addition to monetary premiums. So we've even expanded the Indiana Bred and Owned program in 2018 and added to its budget. So in 2018, if you are a champion bred and owned, you'll receive a $100 premium. If you're a reserve champion, you'll receive a $50 premium. And then in each species, there will be an overall grand and reserve grand champion bred and owned animal. And those monetary premiums have significantly been increased to where if you are grand champion bred and owned, that's a $500 premium payout, and reserve grand champion is a $250 payout. And grand and reserve grands also have the opportunity to compete in their overall species grand drives as the breed champion for bred and owned, which we're considering a breed.
That sounds like a pretty good reason to register animals in the Bred and Owned program. If I was a 4-H member that wanted to enroll my animals in the program, how would I go about doing that?
You would simply make an additional entry in the Exhibitor's Corner entry system, which you can get to by simply going to the State Fair website, which is www.indianastatefair.com in competitions section, and you'll simply make an additional entry in the Indiana Bred and Owned drop-down menu, which is Department 340.
Is there any additional information about the Indiana State Fair Bred and Owned program that you would like to share with us?
We anticipate to continue this program for many years to come and to continue adding awards, premiums, and recognition opportunities to the program, and we'll potentially even roll it over into the open show species at the Indiana State Fair.
So while you're here, what else is going on at the Indiana State Fair? Is there anything new that we can expect for 2018?
There are some very big things happening in 2018. So, for example, at the Indiana State Fair in 2018, there will essentially be two grand drives. So we have our market animal grand drive on the first Sunday of the fair, which this year will be August the 5th. And then in 2018, we will have a second grand drive. So it'll be on the second Sunday of the fair. It'll be called the Supreme Drive because we'll be selecting all of our top breeding female animals. That will occur on Sunday, August the 12th. And we will recognize our grand champion and reserve grand champion dairy females, our breeding ewes, and our breeding gilts at the Supreme Drive, which is on the second Sunday of the fair. And additionally, we will also move the Supreme Champion Showmanship competition to Friday the 10th. It's typically on Saturday evening, so we've just moved it up a day. And we've done that because that provides us a lot more scheduling flexibility, and we have the Coliseum for an extended period of time that night. So our goal is to simply make that a bigger event with even more awards, which we're currently working on allocating. And just something to let swine exhibitors specifically know, in 2018, for the first time ever, we will do pre-penning and pre-tacking of the swine barn, where we will assign pens and allow exhibitors and families to tack and bed down ahead of the animals arriving as a way to try and make that move-in process a little bit easier and more manageable.
It sounds like we are in store for several additions to the 2018 State Fair. Thank you, Spencer, for spending some time with us today to talk about the Indiana State Fair Bred and Owned program. For more information about this program and general information about the Indiana State Fair, please visit www.indianastatefair.com. For more information about the Indiana 4-H program, please visit extension.purdue.edu/4-H. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to you joining us next time for more Barn Chatter.